Penticton's feral horses have been busy. Last week, they managed to wander all the way downtown. Lucille Schwezla lives a couple of blocks from Okanagan Lake in the middle of the city, and we've reached her on the line to find out more. Good afternoon.
Hi.
What did you see last week on your lawn?
We saw some horses.
How many were there?
Well, I saw at least three of them.
And what sort of condition were they in? Were they big? Were they small?
It was pretty big. There was one right under our bedroom window munching on the grass.
And how long did they stick around?
I don't know. My husband got up about 6, getting ready to go to work, and he checked out the bedroom window and saw it and woke me up, and I went out and looked. I didn't believe him at first, but there it was, looking right at me. So, I don't know. By the time he actually left for work, I think they were gone, but I just went back to bed.
Were you a little concerned? I mean, these are big animals.
Yeah, no, I wasn't too worried. I wasn't going to go out, so...
Okay, so you never stepped outside.
My husband actually went out to try and take a picture, but it was too dark. So.
Okay. Had you been talking to your neighbors at all about seeing them?
No, we haven't seen any of the neighbors to ask them if they saw them, but I kind of doubt if anybody else saw them.
Yeah. And so you have no idea where they went next or if they were stuck in some kind of roadblock by chance?
I don't know where they went from here. I'm assuming back up the hill, but...
Would they have to have gone over a bridge to get to your side? Because aren't they normally on the other side?
I would think they come down from West Bank. They have to cross the little bridge. I would think so, yeah.
You've seen them before, just not near your house?
Yeah, they've been on the highway, apparently. There was one kill there a few years back, I think, on the highway.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time you've seen them?
This is actually the first time I've seen them. My husband's seen them on the highway before, but I have never seen them.
Yeah, it would be. I don't know, not maybe a scare, but just like a head scratcher to see them outside your window.
It is. We're used to seeing deer, but horses was a little different.
And did you call anyone about it to just let, I don't know, officials know that they were there?
No, by the time my husband left for work, they were gone, so...
And are you, I don't know how you feel about the feral horses in general. I feel as though lots of people have opinions on them, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm not too happy about it. I mean, I think it's a bit dangerous for them to be roaming around the streets here. I mean, I know there's a little dog that lives right next door, and if she had let him out without knowing there was horses there, I don't know what would have happened, but...
And did you see any evidence that they had been there?
Down a little further down, yeah. Not on our lawn, thank goodness.
Okay. Do you expect to see them again?
I hope not.
I guess so. Okay, well, thank you so much for this.
You're welcome.
That is Lucille Schwezla of Penticton. To find out more about the ongoing problem of these feral horses, I'm joined by Zoe Kirk. She's with the Regional District of Okanagan-Similkameen and has been working on the file. She joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rebecca.
What do you make to see these feral horses all the way downtown and in front of people's houses?
Well, I have to admit that's a very unusual experience for Penticktonites to have the free-roaming horses down in their front yards. It's usually deer that they have to deal with in town.
And was it surprising to you to see that they had made it that far? Is it concerning?
Yes, it's surprising and a wee bit concerning from definitely the safety concern. But we did have them down over the bridge and close to the Starbucks by the bridge last fall. But generally, as soon as the weather gets cooler, they'll head back up to where they've got better forage in the hills. So this is just a little bit unusual, definitely.
Hmm. And have you had any more reports since last week that they've been sort of downtown?
No, I have not. So we are hoping that they're staying up on the hillsides now. And in fact, the Penticton Indian Band is in the throes of fencing and resurrecting fence up in behind West Bench that takes it from the Locatie Lands all the way up in behind the gravel pit and to the behind Max Lake. So once that's starting to near completion, we hope that the horses will be moved through that fence to the Penticton Indian Band lands, and then they'll finish up that fence, and hopefully we'll be alleviating them coming down into West Bench and across the highway.
Just remind us, how many feral horses are there in the area? Do we know now?
We do. We have a general count on them. We've been working on this project actively since the January 2014, so we're just over a year into it. And in March of 2014, we did a flyover and counted 558. And we expected that there were some pregnant mares falling out. So it's somewhere around the 600 mark. Now, that would include free-roaming horses that are on the West Bench and in behind Summerland and on the lands in the village at the Penticton Indian Band. But that would also probably include some actual wild horses that are way up in the hills.
Okay. And what's the issue? Why are we not able, as of yet, to get a complete handle on this, and that they're, you know, wandering into areas that are probably not safe for anyone, both the horses and for people?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. One thing that I have learned throughout this whole process is that all local governments work slightly differently. So as the regional district, we have to work under a local government act that gives us specific authorities or non-authorities, and the municipalities work under a different part of the local government act. As well, the Penticton Indian Band has their own governance act. So it's getting the massaged areas between those three different types of governments, as well as understanding that British Columbia, for a lot of the rangelands and open lands and those interface areas, are under what's called the Range Act, where you must fence out what you do not want on your property. And that's in force in a lot of areas of British Columbia. So when it comes to neighbors, sometimes when those laws are in effect, then we have to start working together to try and figure out how best to put in bylaws or to work with one another to ameliorate those issues.
Are these feral horses, or are these horses owned by anyone?
Well, Rebecca, they're actually quite a mixture. A lot of these feral horses are owned by horse owners, and some have brands. Some have been allowed to wander or go back in the hills, and then they have procreated, and several generations later, one horse may be responsible for 10 or 20. There's other types of ownership where an elder may have owned horses and then passed away, and those horses would automatically be given to the next of kin, but they may not have ever seen those horses, so they don't even know what they look like. So then there's a substantial amount of horses out there. So it's a mix. It's a mix of those that are owned, branded, those that are owned but not branded, those that are not really owned because no one has taken ownership of them, and then you get to the truly wild horses.
And so what is the plan? You mentioned this fence that the Penticton Indian Band is working on, but what are the other next steps that we're taking here?
Well, in fact, the RDOS is really in a support role in this project because we are neighbors with the Penticton Indian Band. We are doing our best to support them in whatever initiatives they would like to undertake with controlling the horse issue, and I know that it is definitely something that they are very concerned about. But next steps would include, as a result of this whole year of work, now we know how many horses there are. We've done several meetings with horse owners. We've done a couple of forays out into the community to get their feedback. Our last report to Penticton Chief or PIB Chief and Council was that we didn't have the full community surveyed. So Councillor Kruger is out on the ground doing that now. Because of the way the Penticton Indian Band is governed, they do not move ahead until they have complete community support. So once we have that in hand, then it'll go back to Chief and Council. And after that, then options will be looked at. This is not like a weed that you can go out with a backpack sprayer and, you know, you're done. These are living, breathing entities. So we have to be very, you know, conscious and careful on how we move forward. So we expect that this year will be very busy for Councillor Dolly Kruger and myself as we work through the implementation of of what we can do to make sure we have a long-range management plan for the horses.
Okay, well, thank you very much for this.
You're welcome.
Zoe Kirk is with the Regional District of Okanagan-Similkameen.